No disclosure.
The instructions are coming from the president on down.
At first open impeachment hearing.
This is a sham. It shouldn't be allowed.
New candidate in presidential race.
This time is about the character of the country.
Drugs to fight superbugs.
We want to make sure that there's an effective treatment for us.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Capital One.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kaffe. Just when it looked like the first open impeachment hearing would be a political skirmish over information that's already been revealed, came a fresh claim that appears to link President Trump to efforts to pressure Ukraine to investigate Joe Biden and his son. Here's CBS's Nancy Cordes.
The new revelation comes from a U.S. Embassy staffer, David Holmes, who was sitting at a Ukraine restaurant with U.S. Ambassador to the EU, Gordon Sondland, when Sondland placed a call to the president.
A member of my staff could hear President Trump on the phone asking Ambassador Sondland about the investigations.
Meaning Burisma and the Bidens in 2016. And Ambassador Sondland told President Trump that the Ukrainians were ready to move forward.
He did.
The story was relayed by the top U.S. diplomat in Ukraine, Bill Taylor, who testified that Sondland told him repeatedly that Mr. Trump would not release U.S. aid to Ukraine until that nation agreed to investigate his campaign rival, Joe Biden.
He said that President Trump wanted President Zelensky in a public box.
And what did you understand that to mean?
President Trump, through Ambassador Sondland, was asking for President Zelensky to very publicly commit to these investigations.
Republicans insisted Taylor's information was secondhand.
I'm Stephen Portnoy at the White House, where the president said he didn't watch a minute of the hearing.
I hear it's a joke.
Alongside the visiting Turkish president, Mr. Trump again said he wants to know the whistleblower's identity. And amid a report, he's thought of firing the inspector general of the intelligence community, who viewed the whistleblower's complaint as credible. The president said this.
I want to find out why the IG, why would he have presented that?
Mr. Trump says he'll soon release the White House transcript of another call he had with Ukraine's president after his election in April.
Well, correspondent Paula Reed has more on a sharp exchange when President Trump met in the Oval Office with Turkey's President Erdogan.
The president brought several Republican senators into the Oval Office. The leader of Turkey pulled out his iPad and showed a propaganda video depicting the U.S. allies, the Kurds, as terrorists. But apparently the senators took turns pushing back on the Turkish leader.
The sources tell Reed one of the senators, South Carolina's Lindsey Graham, said to Erdogan, "Do you want me to get the Kurds to make one about what you've done?" For the second time, an appeals court has backed a bid by Congress to get a decade of President Trump's tax returns. Democrats have subpoenaed those records. The case will be appealed to the Supreme Court. Former Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick is jumping into the Democratic presidential race just days after Michael Bloomberg took some preliminary steps to enter primaries. CBS's Ed O'Keefe says Patrick is filing paperwork today for New Hampshire's primary.
He plans to run as a moderate who can bring his party and the country back together. How Patrick can quickly build up a campaign, raise the millions of dollars needed, and make it into the debates remains unclear. No one in the modern era has ever entered the race for president this late in the game and prevailed.
Jimmy Carter's pastor says the 95-year-old former president is up and walking on the heels of Tuesday's surgery to relieve pressure on his brain. Mr. Carter is said to be in good spirits. It's not clear when he'll be able to go home. The CDC says drug-resistant infections kill more than 35,000 people a year. New antibiotics are needed, but not enough are in the development pipeline. We're live this morning with CBS's Peter King.
Well, Steve, deaths are actually down, but there are more superbugs that resist those drugs. In Jacksonville, Florida, Roxanna Sutterth's 15-year-old son, Trey, died after an infection known as MRSA.
The antibiotics weren't taking the MRSA away.
Tufts Medical Center Infectious Diseases Chief, Dr. Helen Boucher.
We need more options for our patients. Yesterday or now.
But many big drug companies have left the antibiotic development business to smaller ones because of the expense. Paratek CEO Evan Lowe says providers aren't that interested.
Payers and hospitals have said, you know, we have our generics. We need to control our costs. We'll just go ahead with the older antibiotics that we have here today.
A bipartisan bill in Congress would allow for higher payments for the new drugs. Steve?
Authorities in the Dominican Republic are investigating the suspicious death of an American teacher. The body of 63-year-old Patricia Anton was found in her apartment. CBS's Jerika Duncan says she was found strangled. Her feet and hands were bound.
Anton's death may be part of a burglary. Investigators say multiple items were missing from her apartment, including a cell phone, a laptop, a television, sheets, and a pair of sports shoes. Patricia Anton hailed from Michigan. She was a consultant at an elementary school in the DR and has lived there for at least 5 years.
At the University of Southern California, police are looking into 9 deaths this semester. Many appear to be drug overdoses. Some students say the school isn't doing enough.
I think they're trying to push the responsibility off and like not being held accountable for like student deaths.
But the school's president vows USC will double down on drug and alcohol education and outreach. Photos gaining attention on the internet show a 10-week-old puppy named Narwhal looking happy and healthy at an animal shelter in Jackson, Missouri. But the pup resembles a unicorn with a tail-like appendage on his forehead. Shelter operator Rochelle Steffen says some have talked about removing it.
Why remove it and give him an undo surgery, and then why take away his specialty? He makes everybody smile.
The place is flooded with requests now to adopt Narwhal, but doctors want to make sure the growth doesn't cause any health problems. It was a night for women at the Country Music Association Awards on ABC. The hosts, Carrie Underwood, Reba McEntire, and Dolly Parton, led a chorus of 14 women to start the show. Underwood, though, came up short in the battle for the top honor.
The CMA Award for Entertainer of the Year goes to Garth Brooks.
Kacey Musgraves won Female Vocalist of the Year. Excess screen time can mean eye strain, but overseas, the story of an extreme case.
She was addicted to her smartphone, and it wound up bursting her eye. Doctors in China say a blood vessel in a woman's retina exploded after a long session on her phone. When the eye burst, she was temporarily blind. Doctors showing images of her eye with large patches of blood on her retina blocking her vision. They say the patient stayed up all night playing games on her cell phone. Doctors wound up giving her laser treatment with a small hole created on her retina, allowing the blood to be discharged. She has now recovered and regained her vision. Matt Piper, CBS News.
Well, a federal court's allowing a Kentucky man named Ben Hart to personalize a license plate with the phrase, "I'm God." The matter's been tied up in the courts for 3 years. The state transportation department had fought it, even though it approved other God plates. Hart, by the way, is an atheist. That's the World News Roundup for Thursday. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.